They'll delay it.
Delay you.
We are live.
And
it looks like Travis from Taxi Driver.
Like the protagonist?
Yes, Travis.
Oh God, you're right.
What's up, everybody? Anybody, my name's Jake, and
this
is a podcast.
I was trying it's to make a it podcast.
Sounds so awkward.
Guys, hit up the notification squad by touching that bell.
Honest question.
Like, ding, subscribe, ding, comment.
Is this going to be like a usual episode, or is this going to be more of a party chat?
Attention, citizens.
It's a party chat.
Could be both.
Or is party chat just the name of the show now? That's the question I have to ask.
I don't know.
Are you really going to chicken and egg this shit?
For me, in my OCD, it's just for what it's going to look like on RSS feed. That's really what it's about.
Classic.
I don't care. Let's do this. All right. A lot of stuff's happening. A lot of things we want to talk about. So let's just kick back and relax, you know? Just have a good time. Have a good time. How was Detective Pikachu, guys?
It was good. I liked it.
A little dark.
Really?
Yep. Also, the reveal of the father at the end, fucking great.
Spoiler alert, by the way.
I mean, you can spoil it for me.
No, I'm not spoiling it. No,
it's
I'm
Ash,
saying,
isn't it?
The reveal of the
I
father.
I fucking knew it. It's Ash.
No. The father reveal is kind of amazing.
I mean, I'm not.
Yeah, there is a.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm not. Going to, like, I'm not gonna go see it in theaters, probably not. I'll probably just pick it up on Redbox.
Spoiler there?
I don't really care, you can do it.
It's Ryan Reynolds.
How many movies you see, you're not gonna go see Detective Pikachu?
I'd rather see John Wick.
His dad is Ryan Reynolds.
That is pretty good.
And I sat there thinking, why did I expect anything else?
Ryan Reynolds is a stopgap. He's got to stop being so meta.
What are you doing in here?
What happened to your makeup?
It wasn't meta if you consider it. It's so obvious, but we're just overthinking it.
Well, I mean, it makes sense because his dad, he hears his dad's voice when Pikachu talks. I imagine somehow that plays into something.
But, oh, God. The way everything plays in. And the fact that this actually relates to the first Pokemon movie back in, like, the early 90s.
Do they play the song? One of the songs?
Yes.
Ryan.
Oh, brother, my brother.
What? No? He sang the Pokemon theme song.
Oh, that's awesome. That's the song I was thinking of.
Catch him. Okay, that.
It's you and me.
I know.
And now it's my destiny. How about, us gathers?
So, Drake and Post, you're gonna put that song right there?
Okay.
No. I'll make you guys.
There's a lot of fan service.
I can't.
It's nice.
Put any music in there. You guys sound too good. It would just get copyright strike because you guys sounded so much like it.
Right. It was great. And hey, as a bonus, they were giving away free trading cards.
That's cool.
We're giving away free trading cards.
When I went to see Shazam, they gave away the first issue of Geoff Johns' Shazam.
Son of a bitch, why did I wait? I didn't get a new 52 Shazam number one.
Yeah, it must have been because I went on opening weekend, yeah.
And you bought it to the right theater or something?
I think I went into opening weekend. It's at Alamo, too.
You would think Alamo
would
be.
I went to Marcus, and they didn't. Maybe it's because I did that post online instead of doing it at the desk.
Yeah, that might be it.
That's bad.
I'll get back to you.
I don't care either way. Shazam was awesome.
That's what we learned from Detective Pikachu was Shazam was awesome.
I learn that every day.
Well, it's good to see that, you know, there's a video game adaptation there that involves animals that actually does a good job.
It's a video game movie. But it's not. It just happens to have video game elements to it.
That's kind of the
kind of like.
It's kind of the weird thing about
anime.
Okay.
It's not like watching Blood Rain.
Yeah, I just think that's what's weird about it is that. The thing is, you forget that it's such a multimedia thing. It's like, it has video games, but most people know from the cartoon or the trading cards and all this. Like, there's just so much behind Pokemon that it's kind of weird you forget that it isn't actually originating in video games.
It's pretty much the title, Detective Pikachu. I don't really think it's based on one particular Pokemon medium.
It actually is. Roughly based off of the Detective Pikachu game.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Besides the obvious.
Detective Pikachu.
I knew that.
I guess we need to get
it's roughly based off of that.
Yeah, you're talking to the wrong guy here, because I would not know anything about that. That's the thing. I think it'll be. I'll enjoy the movie, but it's just something where it's funny because I never really watched Pokemon as a kid or did anything with Pokemon. So.
You're a lonely little loser.
No, man, I was a Yu-Gi-Oh kid. I fell into the.
Oh, I watched that too.
Survived.
For now.
I've never really been into anime anyway, so.
Liar.
I'm not a liar. You know this is true.
Do you say you just watched Yu-Gi-Oh and what Dragon Ball when you were? Oh God.
Yeah, those are really the only two things that would be anime that I watched.
Some good ones if you ever feel like it.
I don't know. I just never really anime's just never really appealed to me.
Maybe. Like,
I think it's the style.
I don't know. I watched anime as a kid, but not in the idea that I was watching anime. To me, at that point, it was just cartoons.
Yeah.
Like, I might have watched a handful of One Piece episodes.
Mm-hmm. I've heard Attack on Titan's really good. I've heard One Punch Man's really good. But, I don't know.
I haven't watched season 3 yet just because I got way busy when it was on Toonami. Not on Hulu yet either.
Hulu.
Spongecast is sponsored by Crunchyroll.
Watched Yu-Gi-Oh! And Ultimate Fighter, I think, was one of them. King of Fighters.
No, dude, Dragon Ball FighterZ.
No, first off,
Fighters
Dragon Ball FighterZ.
FighterZ. Well, so I wanted to kind of talk about this because I think it's hilarious.
Anime?
How about Pro Jared, huh? Just ruining his career.
God.
I know.
From everything I've heard. And looked into this was a time bomb waiting to happen.
Yeah, because he'd been messing around with underage fans. And honestly, I've never heard of this guy before all the stuff that happened last week. I had no idea who he was.
I was aware of him.
I don't know. I never really got into like the JonTron, Pro Jared part of the internet. So I didn't know who any of that stuff was.
He was a part of Normal Boots, which would be like the Completionist and Peanut Butter Gamer, you know, people like that.
Yeah.
JonTron, I can't really call a video game YouTube show at all.
Yeah,
JonTron vaguely racist too.
Yeah, super racist. I'm surprised he still has a career. He said some really racially insensitive shit about immigration and protecting the whole Western civilization, protecting that shit. And I'm like, ugh. You're one of those guys.
I had no idea it was that. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, have you guys heard of Destiny? the political, the guy that does, he's on like Twitch sometimes, but he does like political debates and stuff. He was on his show because he usually has people on to like do political debates, and John Tron was on, and he said all this crazy shit about immigration. I'm like, well, you're a scumbag.
Did he say it as a character or seriously?
No, it was just a, it wasn't, I, he was not in character. He was just talking. It was like a, it was a podcast. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
Yeah, but anyway, so back to Pro Jared. I mean, between that and then sleeping with the former wife of one of the Game Grumps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I don't know why you want to go Ouroboros like that, fucking keep everything in the community. But sure.
Yeah, be inclusive.
Yeah. So then on top of that, then you've got a lot of bad shit going on there. And looking at him, I'm trying to figure out how this guy, like his ego got so hyperinflated. Yeah. You know, you think you can get it.
Yeah, he's not a very good looking. He looks like a...
He's a goofy looking motherfucker.
He's a battered.
Well, another weird thing about that whole situation is, which I think she had already left the dude from Game Grumps at the time.
She had,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, but it's
formal.
Yeah, but it's just like, I don't know. She's not, I don't know. I hate to be that guy, but she's not, his wife is much more attractive than this person.
Oh, she was.
I'm sorry.
It's a chauvinist, confirmed.
Dude, I'm not the only one online saying it that isn't a fucking total piece of shit.
No, that's the general consensus.
Thank you, Sparks. He gets it.
His wife was more of a babe.
But that's neither here nor there.
That doesn't defeat the fact that, like, I've never understood cheating. I never understood any of that, because it's like, if you're not happy with that person, break up with them. Why still be with them and cheat on them? It makes no sense.
Hit the thingy before you jump, Jake.
I gotta hit this.
Yes. There you go.
And ultimately, that's the thing here, is he's just a piece of egomaniacal piece of shit.
Yeah. And then to gaslight her and tell her she's being a psycho and stuff while he's cheating on her.
Even though all the evidence is plain to see.
Yeah, and then the fact that he created an account to send... Now granted, these are allegations. We don't have any proof yet. But the fact that he's, like, sending pictures of his dick to underage girls.
He created a Snapchat specifically for that.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm down.
And Tumblr.
Hey, come down here.
I can't.
Damn it. How did I follow Sparks down here?
But yeah, a whole Tumblr and Snapchat here for that.
On your feet! Oh my god. This is just unfortunate.
It's deplorable. It's stupid. And honestly, if nothing else, his ex-wife is not better off for it.
Oh, yeah. I do think it's hilarious that she just went to Twitter and was like, all right, here's what's happening. And he announces his divorce and then blocked her. What a pro dick move, Jared. What a pro move.
Yeah, pro Jared.
It's too bad this didn't happen when his like channel had peaked. Made it way better.
Like, yeah, when he's like, cause he had over 1 million subscribers. He was a big deal in that, you know, in the community that followed him, I guess. But like, yeah, just imagine when he's the height of his popularity and then all this shit comes out.
Well, since this happened, normal boots is distances. I've actually let him go.
Yeah, I can see why. Especially
this
with all these
floating up by himself.
You know, all the pedophile accusations. Probably a good idea.
Well, not even so much that. Just everything. That's bad press. They don't need.
Yeah. And yeah, it was just not good. And then Peanut Butter Gamer comes out to defend him, and then he like gets more information. He's like, "Oh, yeah, I was wrong. This dude's a dick."
Ignore me.
And then my favorite tweet was when somebody went to Pro Jared's Twitter and was like, "I'm sorry for what happened. This happens." And then a little bit later, they're like, "I've heard all about what you did. You're a piece of shit."
I think my favorite might be one that Pat Contry sent out, which is funny. Because it happened, all of this shit happened on his birthday, which makes it even funnier.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
And something like the effect of, like, somehow his mom was aware of it.
Yeah, my mom knows what Pro Jared's dick looks like.
That's amazing.
Dude, his subreddit was off the chain when it happened. It was one of the funniest subreddits I've ever seen.
Oh my god, Reddit blew the fuck up.
And he was a mod, and somebody went in and removed him as a mod so they could still post all these memes and jokes about him. I was like, oh man.
Yep.
And now they've archived, like, it's been terminated, but they've archived it. So it's not going to go off the site. And I'm like, not all heroes wear capes.
Yeah, he's lost. And he's lost all credibility.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just, I don't know, man. Oh. That's ridiculous. Like, it's just unbelievable. And the Holly Conrad chick is, like, she tweeted, "I'll be there, you know, if you need me. I'm sorry you have to go through this." And I'm like, the balls on this chick. The balls to be like, "Oh, yeah, the guy that's having an affair with me, I'll be like, I'm there for you, buddy." And by "there for you," I mean, with your dick in me.
Well, I mean, she already hitched her wagon to this fucking loser. Now you're stuck.
Yeah, I know, right? And now the worst part
is updating that resume.
She can survive from this. She can recover because she wasn't sending pictures to minors, so she can most likely recover from this. But yeah, he is fucked.
What's amazing about this is she might not have been doing any of that, but she was the catalyst for everything coming to light.
Yeah. Well, I don't watch their content that either of them put out, but people were talking about this, and there's like they'd been collaborating a lot. So, and mm-hmm. I'm like, well, it just makes sense that that would happen.
Sure, I mean, it wouldn't happen if you were a fucking asshole, but...
Right, if you were a normal adult male that could have a platonic relationship with a female, yeah, this wouldn't be a problem, but that's not Pro Jared, apparently.
Clearly not, he can't keep his dick in his pants.
I need oxygen, dude.
And if you saw some of the messages he sent back and forth, they're fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah. I didn't look through the messages. I didn't see those.
Some of them are just comical.
Oh, you bitch.
A little bit of celebrity and you fucking lose your mind.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got a million subscribers. I gotta put my dick all over the internet. That being said, if you guys support Underachievers Games enough and subscribe, if that's what you want, I'll do it.
Jake will keep his penis in his pants.
I will love you forever. Platonically, of course.
I'll
be indifferent.
I'll send you nudes of a nude hot dog, no bun. And I'll deep throat it.
Shit.
For a million subs.
Best.
A million sub sandwiches.
In my butt. Yeah, I like
they call that a phobia.
Neither of you are like, "We can't condone this. Jake's views are not of Underachievers Games."
No, they call that a phobia.
Ew. Oh, come on. I'm about to cut that out. And whoops.
From one Jared to the other.
Just Dukes of Hazzard us into lava, Jake.
I was not paying attention, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Them Duke boys sure did have a suicide pack going.
You drive this time.
Dynamite and the crossbow.
Yeah, It's amazing. It's amazing. And I really, if these accusations are true, cannot wait to see him rot in prison.
Which one? Fogle?
Well, Fogle's already in prison. Or did he get out? I don't remember.
I don't think there's going to be any criminal action against Pro Jared.
Also, if those allegations are true, I don't know how you'd prove it. But
that's the problem. You can't.
To say they were sent, I guess, unless you add an actual timestamp. Like, if you took a screenshot and you had a timestamp of the actual date, then you could be like, I was 16 at this time. But yeah, I don't know how you'd actually. I don't think it works.
That's the problem. You can't. There's nothing you can do about it.
It is what it is.
And of course, people will come out and try to claim things because now they can jump on the bandwagon and get money or, you know, gain popularity by proxy.
Yeah. So, did you guys actually read that article I sent you about Microsoft and Sony teaming up?
I did not.
No. Well, I thought it was
fair.
Just...
I was busy.
No, I understand. But, yeah, I was reading into it. It was from Microsoft's site. So, yeah, when you made the joke about Is This the Onion, I was like, I should probably double check. But,
Yeah, you should snipe it, too.
No, but it was from Microsoft's actual website. It was a press release from Microsoft. What they're doing is, from what I gathered from it, is they're working together to build better infrastructure for cloud saving and cloud streaming for their services, and they're trying to learn from each other, from like Xbox's xCloud and what Sony uses for PlayStation Now.
Oh, so everyone can play video games together.
What Sony uses for PlayStation Now is nothing comparable to what Games Pass does.
No, I'm talking about, because, well, they stream, is what I'm saying. So they're trying to look at how they could work together with their streaming technology. You see what I'm, sketch what I'm saying here?
Yeah,
I know what you were trying to do, and I'm not going to allow it. I'm not going to allow it. I will not allow
you.
Yeah,
see, here's the thing. I was actually pointing over to this idea that I think the system that Games Pass uses is actually superior because there's no latency. Regardless of streaming.
Because you download the games rather than...
You download it.
Stream them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think... I thought it was a little interesting thing. I mean, I don't really know much more about it. I just thought it was funny that... How Sony is changing their tune. Where they were like, we don't want to do cross-platform stuff because... Best people... You know, if you want to play on PlayStation. Blah, blah, blah. And now they're kind of like, well, let's not rule it out. Let's talk to each other.
Hold on. Well, maybe everyone's just realizing with Trump in the White House. Maybe we should all try to figure this out.
Right. Well, and I also think
some fun before we're dead.
I think that they both realize that even though they're in competition with each other, if they work together, they can still compete with each other and still be friendly. Everybody has that idea that if you're against one, you have to be like, no, fuck you, we're doing our own thing. Microsoft has been
Sony funny.
Microsoft is actually really good about that, though. So.
Well, especially
yeah, Sony's been
up
the one
that
they took yourselves.
Well, it's also because, you know, when you're losing, you have to innovate. And that's a
well.
Good thing.
Right,
let's hope. I don't know. Hopefully they're not seeing some Google colored writing on the wall.
That's what I was thinking too. I thought it might be because Stadia, they actually think that's a threat.
I doubt
Excuse
it.
Excuse me.
It is a threat if it does what they're saying it can.
Even if it does, there's so many hurdles they have to overcome to make it even remotely viable.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be interesting, because that's at least how I looked into it. I looked into it that they thought that Google might be legitimate competition, but it is a that's the issue with streaming anything, is you have to have, like you said, you have to have stability, and you have to prove to consumers that it is a stable product.
What's going on? Are we doing this?
Come on, Chance.
Fuck up, Jake.
But yeah, that's, of course, that's the thing, and honestly, there's nothing they can do about it. I mean, Google can be all the threat they want, but unless they actually manage to get any rights whatsoever for the distribution of games or the streaming services contained therein, they're going to be out there doing fuck nothing.
We'll see what happens.
The advantage is PlayStation Now and Games Pass, they're able to play games monthly as they want.
Well, you can hop at a party in a lobby with someone who has a different console. I say that's more power to them. But
yeah,
as far as
Google goes, their best case scenario is to give people a box, like it were Steam, make you pay for the game, and then isolate you completely.
Hey man, it's working for the Epic
Games
Store.
At that point, I'd rather have a Steam box.
Fucking Epic Games Store.
Hey, you know what? I'm actually not upset about the Game Store because they bought Psyonix, and they're still going to leave Rocket League on Steam.
For the time being, they're eventually moving it over.
No, they're talking full support.
I don't buy it.
Whether you buy it or not, tell me that isn't a huge move, though.
That's fine, but they're still... I mean, they're still holding other AAA
still
games
evil.
Hostage. And I don't blame... Like I've said before, I don't blame them. It's cheaper. It's a 12% cut versus a 30% cut. I would do the same thing.
Not even that. I mean, A, to say that they're holding them hostage is ridiculous, because that's like trying to tell me that PlayStation is holding their exclusives hostage.
No, what I'm saying... No, how it's different is because these are multi-platform games. They're designed to be playable for multiple platforms. That, what I think is different when it's a Sony game designed for Sony, it's different than... like Metro Exodus, who has their game on Steam, and then last minute it's like, oh no, we're actually going to be in the Epic Game Store now, and sorry, it's exclusive there for a year.
Well,
I don't like the exclusive deal.
And I'll refer you to back in the point that I'm a console player, so one or the other, I give zero shits.
It doesn't affect me at all, but it's silly.
You gotta
and
look
you
out
know,
for our fellow gamer bros.
Well,
no,
it's also...
No,
it,
they have left us a twist in the fucking wind.
It's not... Again, it's not Epic Games Store fault. It is Steam's fault. It is Steam's fault that they took such a big cut. It's Steam's fault that people don't like to pay their fee. You know, I mean, you have the Bethesda launcher for Bethesda Games, and I got the Epic Games Store, and, like, it's Steam's fault that all these people are having to use alternative
Well, routes. Then you got that. You have EA Origin.
Yeah.
I mean, I said I can't blame Epic in all of this because honestly, they're doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, they're a business; they gotta make money.
Oh,
the problem
you know
with
what?
Epic, though,
and okay. And here's the thing. And on top of that, anybody who's not happy, guess what? Download the fucking Epic Store Launcher. Download the Steam Store. You have a PC; you can do it all.
Yeah. I still think it's funny all the years that PC Master Race players were talking shit like, I don't have to worry about exclusives, and then now they do. Still funny.
Yeah, that's what I said at this point. I say fuck them. Leave them twisting in the wind the way they did for us. As you reap, so shall you sow.
I don't know. What do you think, Chance Pants?
Well, I was going to say it. I think a lot of the trepidation I've seen is from the fact that Epic's Game Store is not as secure as they'd have you think.
Yeah.
Like
neither was the Sony Store.
Well, no, but like Well, that's the thing. Someone who wants to play Borderlands 3 is going to have to fucking play ball, get an Epic Games account, and you're going to have some fucking Russian dude asking for your credit card on your email every other day.
Or wait 6 months.
And there was also that because Steam's been around for so long, Steam is such an... It's easy to use and user-friendly and all this shit, but... Because I've heard, like, the Epic Game Store for a long time didn't even have a search bar on it. Which is like, okay, well, how am I supposed to... How do you use any website without a search bar? Like that, where you want to...
Easy navigation.
Where there's, like, when it's a marketplace, a store front. How do you not have that on the store
front?
It is what it is. You could wait 6 months. Because who knows, by that point, they'll probably have some DLC out for it anyway, so. That'll make you happy.
Epic.
I gotta say, as much as I like Mortal Kombat 11, I really hate that NetherRealm Studios is owned by WB. I really do.
Well, I had to be somewhere.
Because all that shady shit that happens with the Mortal Kombat games or Injustice games with like microtransactions and the grindy nature of it, I guarantee you that's Warner Brothers. Being like,
all right. Speaking of, and since we're going into a natural segue, but anyway, let's talk about microtransactions and fucking Borderlands.
So they weren't going to exist?
Didn't Randy say there wasn't going to be any?
And then what did Game Informer do?
I don't know about the story, I'm going to be honest with you.
So Game Informer actually went in and said, they did their fact check and said, well, actually, there's going to be microtransactions because you're still going to pay for cosmetic skins for the game.
So?
So then Randy went on Twitter and said, why you guys gotta fuck me like this? Dude, that went unhinged.
Dude, Randy Pitchford is bad for Gearbox. I've been saying that for a while.
He's gonna do a magic trick and kill you.
I'm not even taking into account the alleged stuff with his porn history. I'm just saying, in general, he just needs to stop talking. Like, people are excited about his game. People want to play this game. Just focus on that.
But anyway, so this gives us this real nitpicky point about what constitutes a microtransaction. Yes, in fact, cosmetic items in a game are microtransactions, whereas he was referring to this idea of pay-to-win and loot boxes.
Which, I do agree, there needs to be people to figure out the dialogue. Because I agree with him on that, and where... It's a dirty term to say microtransactions. Because, yeah, people are getting to the idea of pay to win, but then when you're like, oh no, it's just for skins, then people calm down. As long as it doesn't affect the game, people don't really care. I don't know. Go ahead.
Like, the one out of all of them that bothers me the most is people trying to say that Apex isn't pay to win. Honestly, I think if you're going to hide characters behind a paywall, honestly, I kind of want to give it the idea of pay to win.
Especially when people complain that, like, that one of them should be nerfed because it's too OP.
Yeah. If a character is behind a paywall, I'm sorry, that's pay to win. That's pay to win.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go out and grind this stuff to get him. But Jesus, that is like telling people that you have to go grind out all the stuff for Mortal Kombat.
Before they fixed it, somebody said, yeah, if you wanted to buy all the skins, it was like over $6,000. And
yeah. Or you could grind it,
but somebody said it took like some like 200 some hours or something like that, I think was the... Yeah. Some crazy number. And yeah, that's not acceptable. Like, I understand the idea that you want... Because the way that games work now is you want people to play your game constantly, right? You don't want to just have them there for that brief period of time. You constantly want them to come back. I totally get that. But by doing it in shady tactics where you pretty much force people, to, if they really want something, to just be like, well, if you really want it, go ahead and buy it. Why can't... Yeah. Like, I just... That's just the way games are made now, and it's frustrating where you don't unlock anything anymore.
Yeah, like, I honestly have no problems if you're up front paying for a DLC character, like Borderlands will do eventually. Yeah. Hey, you're up front about it, I know what it is, but it's not going to guarantee anything.
That's why, yeah, I never complain... with something like Fallout, it's like, yeah, like, I've talked about season passes. I don't necessarily have a problem with them if there's something like Fallout or something like The Witcher or something where it's like, it's a big game and there's more story, there's more characters, there's more fun, cool stuff. There's no problem. I don't have a problem with that. But yeah.
Even downloadable characters in like Mortal Kombat. I have no problems with this.
I don't either. I bought DLC characters. I mean, how about the Predator? What's up?
Well, that's just the way it goes, and I have no problems with this. But to go out and write an article that, well, here, we fact-checked, technically speaking, yes, you have microtransactions. Could you have clarified in that you understood what he meant, but this is what they actually mean?
Yeah, I don't
know. Because honestly, that seems a lot like gotcha journalism.
Excuse me.
That's your bitch.
I think, yeah, context. Context is important, and intent is important.
Like, you sons of bitches knew what he meant. You knew when he said microtransactions, he meant loot boxes, not paying for his skins and heads. Instead, you teed him up, and you know that Randy Pitchford is unusually a bit of a powder keg. He's prone to going out and just impulsively saying shit.
Yeah. Magic tricks.
Magic.
Honestly, I knew when he, even the magic trick, I knew what he was doing. He was buying them time.
Oh yeah. You, if you watch any of that press conference, you know they were woefully unprepared.
Considering the circumstances.
Which you would think.
Because they were ready, but the PAX people weren't ready.
Yeah.
Gearbox is good to go.
I've seen that people before at concerts where the sound guy and the band are just not on the same page.
Yeah, it happens. And he bought some time by talking about the new game and having a magic trick.
A magic
trick?
Work?
Yeah. It was actually a pretty good magic trick, considering. Because those are sealed boxes.
Look, Danny, look. Your signature.
Hey, it's more than I can do.
Okay, I real quick, I want to talk to you guys about this and see what you guys think. I know you guys don't watch Game of Thrones, but did you guys see the article about the fans are signing a petition?
It's at half a million now.
The
only thing I've paid attention to with regards to Game of Thrones was that Aaron Rodgers was in that episode.
And he died. Amen.
Kill him, Chance.
I did.
I know. I'm saying I'm tired of reviving you.
So congrats, wow. Chance. Now the future fans can sleep easy.
Aaron Rodgers was murdered by a dragon. Anyway, you don't really need to know the show to have this conversation. But fans are so upset about this final season that, yeah, they have a petition to have HBO rewrite the season and pretty much just try and say this isn't real, this doesn't exist. To which I say, stop being a fucking baby. Seriously. It's a goddamn TV show.
Just because you're happy, you're not happy with how something ends, I don't care.
Yeah, this is why boomers and Gen Xers make fun of them. Because of stupid shit like this. Well, I don't like how this ended up. So I'm going to get my buddies to sign a petition to make the show better.
Because guess what? How I Met Your Mother didn't end the way we wanted it to.
No, but you know what I didn't do? I mean, I bitched about it online like everybody else, like a normal human being. But I didn't sign a petition.
No, we accepted it. Yep, shit, that was a bad ending.
Yeah, you know why you accepted it, Spark? Because it's not your story to tell. You don't have... This is... And I've talked about this before. where when you have fandom, you think you own something, and you don't.
Yeah. And guess what? Two of my favorite shows are ending next year. Arrow and Supernatural are going down.
I thought Arrow... Oh, I thought it was the last season was this year. I didn't know.
No, there's another short season next year. Well, you know what? I accept it. This is what it is. Yeah. Nothing is forever.
But, yeah, this is what drives me nuts about this stuff is when people think they have ownership, and it's like, or I've listened to podcasts like talk about the last episode, because a lot of people feel like this season was rushed, and I'm like, well, they had a year to film it, so I don't think that's true. Jesus Christ. Chance, knock it off.
Oh.
You're fucking with me, and I don't like it.
He's jumping.
You're messing with me. But yeah, it was a big deal, and they feel like things were rushed, or, you know, characters change things, or blah, 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 and they say it's like bad writing, and I'm like, have you written anything? Have you produced anything like this? So how can you say it's bad writing?
Do what you say, dot, 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 tough shit.
Yeah. And it's like people are complaining about... Because one of the characters gets stabbed in the gut and he still manages to keep going. And like, this is a show that has ice zombies and dragons and all this other fantasy shit in it, and you want to bitch about that? You think that's a leap in logic? It's the same thing when people bitched about when Yoda like shot lightning into that tree when he's like a Force ghost in The Last Jedi. And people were bitching about that. I'm like, you guys, we're talking about fucking space wizard monks, and this is what you're mad about? Like, that's the leap in logic? Just prove my point that no matter what you do, you're never going to make anybody happy, it seems like. And especially now that we have the internet.
You'll never make everybody happy.
I don't know. The only criticism I would have is they definitely did. I don't know why they felt like they had to do 7 and 6 episodes for the last two seasons.
Yeah, I thought that. Well, it's because
just
a couple
stupid idea.
A couple episodes this season are like an hour and a half long.
Just do another season.
They wanted longer episodes, shorter. Yeah, I can't talk. Less episodes, but longer length, which I was like, you could still have made it like an 8-episode season. I don't know why they had to do a 6 either.
It doesn't make up for the lost episodes, so...
Right, and, you know, I think they're finding out this season that they benefited from having more episodes, because the first 6 seasons, they had 10 episodes. And that actually helped, because it would actually flesh out characters, give backstory, you know, things like that. And I kind of understand the criticisms of this season where they feel like that gets lost because they have to rush to the finish line because they only have 6 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I honestly don't have an issue with this season. Everybody hates on this season. I'm like, I'm fine. I don't really have any problems. And I'm definitely not going to fucking complain. You know what? It's probably not going to end the way I want, but I'm not going to go online. You're like, I'm gonna sign a petition. Stupid. And to which I also say that, if you really hate it that much, watch something else, man.
Well, there's one episode left, so why bother in this point?
Yeah, right. If you're gonna stick with it, just watch the finale. But,
Or better yet, just watch Silicon Valley.
Or Barry.
Huh? Yeti.
Or True Detective. I need
there are plenty of things out there.
Yeah, I'm just naming HBO shows. what did you guys think of the Watchmen trailer? Did you guys watch that?
I have not.
No.
Knowing that it's post-Watchmen, makes me really apprehensive.
That's what surprised me, because I didn't know until after I watched the trailer that I picked up on it that it was a sequel. Because I didn't. HBO was smart about it and hasn't really said anything about it. Before all this stuff.
I knew that months ago.
Well, I guess I just haven't been paying attention to that then. But yeah, so I had no idea that it was a sequel or anything. I thought, I'm like, is it? Because I thought it was going to be like maybe a prequel, maybe it's going to be a retelling, another adaptation. But yeah, I had no idea. And just by watching the trailer, I'm like, oh, it's a sequel then. And I don't know. I'm kind of where you're at, where I'm on the fence about it. Where I kind of like, this seems interesting that I would watch it, but then I'm also like, why? Why do we need another adaptation of Watchmen?
Because people feel like the Snyder one fell short.
Which I don't agree with. I think Snyder's movie was the closest you can get to a literal adaptation of that book.
And that might be part of the problem, though, is because it's too close.
Yeah, I could understand that.
The thing is, not every source material makes a good movie. It's just the way it is.
Yeah. And people need to just accept that.
Well, some source material doesn't make a good movie without drastic change.
Like,
oh Jesus Christ, I don't know.
Jurassic Park.
What's the date today?
The
16th.
16th. Hey, bye.
What just happened?
Maybe Doc's coming. I don't know.
He got
some
swatted.
Time travel reference.
He got swatted.
Got snapped.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get DC'd. He's just running
well,
in the corner. Time is frozen. what a way to end the episode, huh?
Well, do we want to soldier on? What the hell? What's the date today? Oh God!
Oh no! That
I gotta pick up my grandmother.
I'm in a weird spot because I don't. I want to keep going, but I think that's like a perfect end.
Oh well, bye guys. I don't know what the hell just happened. I want to check the work schedule, see if he's supposed to work. We'll check.
I guarantee you that's the problem. He forgot he had to work today or something.
That boy's fucking fired. He's going to listen to the podcast and just hear us talking bad shit the whole time.
Oh, boy. Well, this has been another episode of Party Chat. Thanks so much.
Oh no, I gotta go.
For listening or watching, and Sparks just got sniped live on air.
Things are running amok in Bellevue, Nebraska. Send an army.
It legitimately sounded like he got swatted because he's like, he just takes the mic off and he's just dead. You can follow us on Facebook at under... goodness, I can't even do the outro. You can like us on Facebook, Underachievers Games. Follow us on Twitter, under A Games. And, game Ooh. On.
Yeah, game on, guys. Oh my god. What the fuck just happened?